Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Kevin Yoakum. The New Testament reading for today is from Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 to 24. Paul, an apostle, not from men nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers who are with me, to the churches of Galatia, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed. For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. For I would have you know, brothers, that the gospel that was preached by me is not man's gospel. For I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former life in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God violently and tried to destroy it. And I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of my own age among my people. So extremely zealous was I for the traditions of my fathers. But when he who had set me apart before I was born, and who called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his son to me, in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult with anyone, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me. But I went away into Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to visit Cephas and remained with him 15 days. But I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother. In what I am writing to you before God, I do not lie. Then I went into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and I was still unknown in person to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They only were hearing it said, "He who used to persecute us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy." And they glorified God because of me. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. The Apostle Paul writes in verse 8, "Let him be accursed." And then he says it again in verse 9, "Let him be accursed." That's a pretty strong word. Accursed, condemned, devoted to God for destruction. Why is Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, declaring judgment, curses, condemnation upon anyone? If anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one we preached to you, let him be accursed. If anyone changes the gospel message, he says, we should let them be condemned. So what's the gospel message? It's here in verse 4. The Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to deliver us. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, gave himself over to God's judgment on our behalf, to die because of our sins, so that we could be delivered from those sins from the present evil age. Our sins, transgressions and iniquities, our sins of heart, mind, and hand, thought, word, and deed, our faults, failings, and fears, our lack of trust and love, refusing to pray, praise, and give thanks, disregarding God's word and worship, rejecting the authorities God has placed over us, disregard for any human life or proper marital relationship, greed, gossiping, and coveting, our sins and others, Jesus has become sin for us and delivered us from the judgment of them all. Christ alone, by grace alone, no other Savior, no other gospel. But now someone among the Galatian Christians is preaching a different message of salvation, trying to convince people there is a different hope, a new, different, or additional way of salvation. According to them, Christ alone has become Christ is not enough. Instead of grace alone through faith alone, the false teachers want to offer some other work of the flesh, some false knowledge, or some way, other way or savior. Maybe it's Christ's work and my work. Maybe it's Christ's work and some secret knowledge. For the Galatians, they were being told it's Jesus Christ and circumcision. For us today, we have been told any number of other distorted gospels. Christ and my works, Jesus and speaking in tongues, Jesus Christ and being of the right tribe or ethnicity, Jesus Christ, but not this or that. Take the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ and add anything else to it as necessary for our salvation, and you don't have the gospel anymore. That's a different gospel, a distorted gospel. But our Lord is telling us through the Apostle Paul, there can simply be no other gospel. The Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins to deliver us. No one else, no other way, no other work, no other person, no other knowledge, no other path. It's Jesus, just Jesus, justified by, just by Jesus and him alone. Maybe that's not the salvation we want to hear. We might think, isn't there any other good news gospel to preach? Feel good emotions? Do we really need to talk about sin? Do we really need to say that Jesus is the only way? Can't there be another way? Or another religion, maybe, that can be saved too? If I told you what you wanted to hear, I would only be seeking the approval of man. I'd be a yes man, and I wouldn't be a servant of God proclaiming the gospel. I would just be telling us what our itching ears wanted to hear. But the truth is actually God's truth and not man's invention. And it is a gospel truth worth rejoicing over. I don't have to look anywhere else for salvation. Jesus has done it, Christ alone. No other gospel to be searching for or wondering about. Just Jesus. One gospel is all you need. His work is enough for everyone. Any other message can be devoted to destruction. We have the only gospel, the only Savior we will ever need. Amen. We pray. Lord God of truth, you converted the Apostle Paul from persecutor of the church to courageous preacher of the true gospel, that Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age. Deliver us from all false gospels, so that we may remain faithful to Christ alone, whose death and resurrection are the source of our salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord.